It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Xcel Energy could cut power to areas deemed high risk for fire danger this morning. Tuesday evening, the company announced potential power outages for Front Range communities could start as early as 10 a.m. The company also narrowed the scope of potential public safety power shutoffs to around 50,000 customers in Boulder, Clear Creek, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties. The company said the power outages are meant to prevent any downed power lines from sparking a fire. A warning, some listeners may find the next story distressing. Six Denver area women are suing Hinge and Tinder, two prominent dating websites. They allege the company repeatedly ignored several complaints after they were drugged and sexually assaulted by a doctor they met on the apps. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
The women were matched up in apps with Dr. Stephen Matthews between 2019 and 2023. In a civil lawsuit filed Tuesday, Jane Doe's 1 through 6 say they were drugged and sexually assaulted by the cardiologist. Some say they flagged the dating websites about what happened, and the sites assured them they were investigating. But Matthews remained a user, and even when they did shut down his profile, he just created new ones, sometimes using the same photos. Matthews was convicted last year of 35 felony charges related to drugging women and sexual assault, and is in prison. The suit seeks relief and damages from negligence. The company says in a statement they are constantly working to make their products safe for users. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Construction on the nation's largest wildlife overpass is now complete. The Greenland Wildlife Overpass stretches along Interstate 25 in Douglas County between Larkspur and Monument. Kara Van Hoos with the Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it connects nearly 40,000 acres of habitat that was split by a six-lane highway.
Hey, wildlife now can kind of go on a little bit of an adventure.
The $15 million Department of Transportation project was primarily funded by a federal grant. You're listening to